Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know, how they handled it or didn't handle it in the final two drives against the Denver Broncos on the three and out drives. Remember, they did not run it a single time. And we said, hey, look, they do not need to be a run first offense is what we said last week. But you got to run the football more, even if it's not how you want to win. Well, I don't know if any of us really predicted it would go and swing this complete direction. Kareem Hunt ran the ball 30 times. The Chiefs, yeah, if you include Mahomes' scrambles, ran the ball 41 times. Take Mahomes out of that. That's fine. But still, 30 for Hunt, 5 for Clyde. One for Breshard Smith, and then Travis Kelce had the one run for a yard. They were willing to run the football. That's why they were able to control the, you know, time possession. And they, I mean, just
why the Colts never tripled, got a lot of points going, felt or like offense
they,
going.
Felt like they tripled the plays that were run by the Colts compared to the Chiefs in this particular game. Kareem Hunt deserves all sorts of props. I'll give the coaching staff props. Not that I thought, you know, the first and goal at the two out of shotgun was smart, but they very quickly, from a week ago where we were critical, I think warranted certainly with it, towards Spags and not being aggressive on defense, and then on offense, how they just were refusing to run the football, they show that they were willing to commit to running the football. Now, that's not the formula every single week. I think, you know, Kareem Hunt is, I think, very, very banged up after this game, and now you have a short week. I'm concerned about his availability or at least effectiveness on Thursday against the Cowboys. He did not speak to the media after the game, by the way, as he was getting treatment and stuff like that.
Reasonably so.
Isaiah Pacheco, as we all know, is, we're going to find out as the week goes on if he's available. I think they desperately need him because of Hunt's workload that he just got. We know they signed Damian Pierce. But Kareem Hunt, 30 carries, I should say, for 104 yards. That was a performance that if this team ends up making the playoffs, and I don't care what he does the rest of the way, that's a performance we should all remember the rest of the way. That for, they desperately needed that, and Kareem Hunt, they had no other option really in the backfield. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 5 carries for 8 yards, okay? Like, and Isaiah Pacheco was not available. They still don't really give the ball to Breshard Smith all that much. Kareem Hunt had to be that effective or they lose this football game.
I don't know why they won't give carries to Breshard Smith, because when he touches the ball, it certainly looks good. They obviously just don't trust him in the run game yet versus in the pass game. Honestly, kudos to Kareem Hunt, who is an old running back by running back standards and is certainly, despite missing some time in his NFL career, put plenty of mileage on those legs. He gave them every last drop of effort and energy he has in his human body.
Yeah,
in
Cody,
that
it's like the gas tank. It's on empty, and then it tells you you've got like 5 miles, and then it goes to blank. Have you ever driven your car?
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Then you're like, well, I think I might have like another 10 after this. He's past the empty. It's not even telling you your range anymore of how many miles you have. Like, you better get to a gas station immediately. That's where he's at. The problem is he only has a couple days to refuel, and I don't know what he's going to be like on Thursday.
The car comparison I had made before the show was like, and everybody's friend had at least one person who probably operated this way. They're driving some 1996 Buick Regal. And half of the, you know, you can almost see through the floorboard the rust coming through so much. And it's like, this car is beat up. And you're like, still drives, huh? Just still getting you there, huh? Daily driver. Every day, thing starts up. Like, I was genuinely impressed. Every run came with extreme effort. And yeah, some of it is the commitment to it. I was glad that they were continuously willing to just keep trying to give it to Kareem Hunt. And if you saw the stats from Matt McMullen, there was a significant drop-off in performance after Trey Smith left. They were running the ball and running the ball effectively. He's getting almost 5 yards a carry when Trey Smith was in the game. They were only getting like 3 yards a carry after Trey Smith went out injured. But that didn't stop him from trying because they knew they had to keep the Colts offense off the field. I give him a lot of credit for saying that's the number one offense in the NFL. And we don't want to have to go against them for 70 plays today. So Kareem Hunt's going to touch the football and he's going to touch the football a lot. And we're just going to keep doing it. Man looked tired. And that is why
Damian Pierce gave him everything.
Damian Pierce got signed after that game yesterday because of what you said. No AD on Pacheco. Kareem Hunt is done. We need a body, and it can't be Clyde. Hello, Dameon Pierce. You've been sitting around, interested in doing a little bit of work this week? I think there's a better than not chance he's active on Thursday.
Yeah, I think
I genuinely think he might be.
And I don't know how much work he'll get, but they do need a fresh body in the backfield. And we don't know what the path is for Pacheco's availability. You know, last week he was practicing a couple days and then they ruled him out on Friday. So I don't know if the thought is, knowing that they had the short week, Cody, that they're like, we're going to hold him out for the Colts game. And we'll hopefully have him available for the Cowboys game. And then, you know, not knowing that they're maybe going to have a heavy workload day for Kareem Hunt. And now you're going to need Isaiah Pacheco on Thursday to give you some carries. Hopefully he's available. But yeah, Clyde, we all know the story. We know he's loved in the locker room. 5 carries for 8 yards. I mean, he should not be active. I'm sorry. Like, should not be active for this team.
I've never seen a stronger argument for Alex Cole could get a yard in an NFL game.
No chance. Then when I watch, you get hurt on the first carry.
Then when I watch Clyde
I would get hurt on the first carry. And so this is why I always hate this argument.
When
Drew try to act like they can do NFL type stuff. You wouldn't even make it to the second carry. But anyway,
I know, but I'm saying that Clyde Edwards-Helaire should give them some hope.
No.
And yeah, there's no juice there. They obviously will not hand the ball off to Rashard Smith. That is a non-starter. If he's on the field, he's not physically taking a handoff. You got to do something on it.
Do you think Dameon Pierce as well? People do not need to overblow the signing here. You know, we're talking about a guy that couldn't get on the field in Houston. However, can he actually help in the return game? Because I know Nico Remigio was a great story a year ago. Some of it is him. Some of it is the entire special teams is a disaster. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes.
I think that might be part.
Could Dameon Pierce help them in the return game? He's had a history being a returner going back to his Texans days.
Like, I go back through it, and Dameon Pierce has obviously been injured. He had a tremendous, as you guys remember, rookie year. Not even tremendous. He just had a really good rookie year in which he was a very effective player. For them, he just last year, Dameon Pierce, averaged 7.3 yards per attempt. And you're like, well, that wasn't that many. He only had 40 attempts. He was effective. Every time he touched a football, he's fallen out of favor in the coaching staff there. I don't know for what purpose or what reason. And he certainly hasn't looked good in the 10 carries they've given him this year. So do I think there's a little bit of juice in the running game? Yes. Because here's the truth. Dameon Pierce, talent-wise, cannot be significantly different than the talent that they have running the ball right now. This is not even a knock on Kareem Hunt. He's an old running back. He gave him every last bit of juice last year. But would I like to see some fresh life in the return game this year? Sure.
He's, to me, is more likely.
There. Yeah, absolutely. I think they might get 5, 6, 7, 8 carries out of him.
He's more likely, I think, eventually, you know, to sign him yesterday and then think on Thursday he's going to have this huge impact. I think he is just a fresh body that they need more than anything.
And you should hope for this week.
You should hope that Isaiah Pacheco is back on Thursday. I'm not saying even Kareem Hunt can't play on Thursday, but I think we all watch for just have to ask him to bounce back and give you much on Thursday is a tall ask.
I mean borderline impossible ask.
yeah
maybe he's still got some juice left, but do you see the way he was moving the whole second half of that game? After every carry looked like Lorenzo Cain for all those years in like right field, when it's like, you all right, man? And like when they handed him the ball again, they, you know, certainly he gave him fight and gave him juice. But that man looked tired. When's the last time, and I didn't look it up, when's the last time he had 30 carries in a game?
It's a great question.
Has he ever? Certainly his rookie season, right? But I mean, I don't know, man. It feels like a lot. And Dallas this year has not been particularly good against the run, so it should be a team.
They've been much better with Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, that's fair.
Quinnen Williams, the trade, obviously, that they made with the Jets, Quinnen Williams has been a huge difference maker in the run game, yes, but also just getting after the quarterback. I think he's got 15 pressures in 2 games that he's been with the Cowboys.
So maybe they're getting better in that, and they ranked 22nd on the year in rushing yards allowed per game, but they were awesome against Saquon Barkley yesterday. So maybe that's part of it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.